from 2016. Can you believe that was 7 years ago already? I don't know. Time flies when you're having fun. And that's what we're going to be doing right now, because it's a Thursday afternoon. Eamon Darling is in the house from Tops at Lifestyle. Nice to see you again.
How are you, Dave?
Always good, man. But I tell you what, it's smoking hot outside. No power to the people again. The generator is thundering away. Luckily, at the Lifestyle Center, we got power. But the rest of the country... However, it doesn't really matter, because if you knew what I know about what we're going to be talking about, you would be celebrating the fact that the weekend is almost upon us. The festive season is here, and we've got some locally produced... We normally do wine of the week on a Thursday, but today we're going to be doing the dop of the day, because because
it's
fucking bull, you know. No, that's the name of and all the way from Karoa Kara Distillery in the Isle of Skye, I'm sure it's one of those places, the exotic places, comes Yanni Barnes. Welcome.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having
me. It's not the Isle of Skye at all. It's just down the road, isn't it?
No, it's just the place to be.
Totally local. You've got to get a little bit closer to that microphone. Otherwise, we won't hear your beautiful dulcet tones. So, welcome, Yanni, and thank you for bringing these two fantastic tipples. And I say fantastic because I've heard all about them, and they look good. We'll have a chance. I might revise my position in a few minutes now. But no, we're going to be talking about Farken Bull and Farken Fear. Tongue in cheek, but oh so farken nice. No, that's what it says. I'm reading your notes, by the way, that you sent me, Eamon, and I suppose they came direct from the producer. So let's talk about these two exciting new arrivals on the shelves at Tops at Lifestyle. Yanni, you'd be the best one to explain. I think firstly we're going to look at the Farken Bull.
Yes. So the Farken Bull is, like you said, it's a tongue-in-cheek little thing that we've done here. So after all the seriousness of making the gin, I mean our world-class gin that we've produced, we thought let's do something fun. And we actually made the Farken Bull and took it to Shongweni Farmers Market without it being bottled, and it just sold out, completely sold out.
How did you sell it?
Like literally out of a 20-liter can.
You mean just in glasses?
Yeah, it's like shots, and then we did a mixture that we called, because we didn't have a name yet, so we just said, guys, this is our new herbal liqueur, we want you to try it, and then we thought of pairing it with some Stony Ginger beer, so you could either have a shot or you would have it with the Stony Ginger beer.
And is it alcoholic?
Yes, no, it's 38% alcoholic.
Oh, I thought it was a herbal. I thought it was a sort of like a, you know, a tonic, a pick-me-up.
It's 38%.
It will not pick me up, it will put you down.
Put you down.
A little bit of both, because the Farken Bull actually has some energy syrup that we've created added into it. So if you think of your normal Jägermeister, it's not a Jägermeister, but people tend to lean towards the Jäger bomb when they go out. So that's what we kind of created. We've infused our herbal liqueur with our own energy mixture. So
it is a bit like a Jäger Meister or Jäger bomb.
But we're not allowed to say that.
Well, we've
but
just said it. Doesn't matter. On this show, you can say anything you like. Why don't we have a little?
Yes,
I think so, Dave.
Let's pop the top, and you'll see it's good old fashioned, a bit like Wormskalk Lawrence's, the peach mambu with a cork in the top. Lovely pop, and a bottle looks a bit like that. It's kind of reminiscent of old school. And lovely name, Farken Bull. It must be wonderful for the non-Suid-Afrikaners to try and pronounce this word,
yes.
the title, without being... Eamon, what are we drinking now? What's the name of the...
No, Dave, don't go down that road now, please. My pronunciation of Afrikaans is...
Okay,
not
but
so
now
much.
We have poured a little dram into a shot glass of the herbal liqueur crafted by Karoa Kara using a mixture of recycled gin botanicals, an additional 24 secret botanicals infused with a special energy syrup for a kick. And here goes.
Cheers.
To life. To life.
To life. Sláinte.
Oh, that's nice. It reminds me of It's kind of a cough syrup. In the nicest possible way.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a cough.
For adults.
Yeah, no, this you could, I could imagine, would go down extraordinarily well. But you say it's quite potent, so you
know. No, it is. It's 38%, but you can tone it down with some ginger beer, like we said. So it's got the Vark and the Bull on the bottle. So everybody's always asking, so what do you call it when you mix it with a stony ginger beer? And I said, well, it's like your old school dark and stormy, like your rum and ginger beer. Instead, we call this a Vark and Horny. And they're like, Yanni, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, there's a bull with horns on the bottle, so it's a Vark and Horny.
Okay, well, we won't interrogate that. We will just say that was actually rather good.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
Now, apparently this is quite a serious production, because it takes a while to get it right. And next we're going to be talking about the Vark and Vuur, an unaged whiskey infused with Saigon cinnamon. Saigon has a much bolder taste and aroma for that spicy, warm, hot shot taste, hence the name Vark and Vuur. It warms you from the inside out. Now, what's special about this is that it takes 6 to 8 weeks for maceration. What is maceration? It sounds like some kind of digestive process.
So, Dave, what we do is with the Vark and Bull, for instance, we take some of our recycled gin botanicals, we recycle them, we put it in some of our macerating, containers, and we add the 24 botanicals into it and we let it stand for 6 to 8 weeks.
So,
and
maceration is the steeping and infusing.
It's the steeping process. Okay. Same with the Vark and Vuur. It's a single malt whiskey that we make at the distillery, and we then put some staves into it, and then Saigon cinnamon, which is much higher volatiles than any other cinnamon. That's where you get that fire kick from.
Okay. Should we just while we're on a roll?
I think so.
And then I'll have to take a breather before the news. Because
Vark and Vuur.
There you go. Yeah, it is the dop of the day on the afternoon show that comes to you very proudly from Tops at Lifestyle. I presume, Eamon, you have stock.
We do have, Dave,
okay,
yes.
Okay, for the festive season and...
especially with Rage coming up as well.
Wow. Is this an expensive investment?
No, not really. So you can purchase this from Tops Lifestyle for 299 rand a bottle. So I think competitive pricing with what's out there in this sort of range. And obviously not mass produced. It is proper craft spirits created by us, hands-on in every sense of the way. Mm. And yeah, people are more than welcome to come and visit the distillery, see the process. And
I think that's what makes it really special for this part of the world. Mm. For anyone that comes on holiday or comes down to Ballito because they've got a home here, but they want to take something back, you know, you want, like a souvenir, this would be perfect.
Local is lager.
Produced definitely
locally, and let's have an idea what the next exciting adventure is. This is the Vark and Vuur, warming you from the inside out. Cheers.
Yeah, so this is like the old school fireball, like back in the day when you used to ride your BMX down the road and spend all your pocket money.
Wow, that hot sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got that. Ooh.
That cinnamon.
There was also a Beechey's chewing gum that had a similar vibe. Did you remember it?
I remember it, yes.
Well, there it is. That's good as well. I mean, wow. Mm. If you enjoy something with a little bit of a bite to it, you'll certainly, you won't forget your first Vark and Vuur.
And this one you can also have with a stony ginger beer, which
it'd be very nice with the ginger beer, because that gives you that double burn.
Definitely. And Alchemy actually makes two amazing cocktails with both of these. So you can ask for the spooky as Vark as one of them. I can't remember the other name, but they're both there. So you can just ask for a Vark and Vuur or a Vark and Bull cocktail with Mo Richie.
And Richie, we know him well here. He will know exactly what you're talking about if you want to experiment. But this is the idea on a Thursday. We give you the opportunity to catch up a little bit in terms of knowledge of what's hot and happening or trending at the moment at Tops of Lifestyle. And generally we focus on wines, but of late we have delved into some of the more exciting spirits on display and available to purchase. These are two from Karoa Kara Distilling Company, which is proudly local and lekker. And the two that we've been tasting, Fark and Bull and Fark and Fear. and they're definitely working now. I can be
becoming more nice. Local.
They are very, they are very nice. Eamon, while we are still able to speak, with the window is closing rapidly, I can feel. I'm sure that there's competition news.
Yeah, it's the last week and a bit to go day for our Inverosh competition, which finishes on the 10th of December. So all you have to do is buy any bottle of Inverosh gin. It's the classic Verdant or the Amber gin. Still on special at $4.99 a bottle. Write your name, phone number on the back of the tail slip. Place it in the entry box behind the tail points, and you're in a chance to win a custom-made liquor cabinet to the value of 30,000 rands, which is very, very good.
That's lovely. Yeah, very good. And how did the Black Friday... Is it still... It's still happening.
There's not so much hype around it now that there is. We still have quite a lot of specials on for the weekend.
Okay.
Too numerous. There's beer, spirits, there's wine on there as well.
So there are a few of the tail end.
The tail end of the Black Friday, yeah. Is still going on for the weekend, both in Tops and in our Super Spire as well.
That's lovely. So it's lovely to good. Know. Great deals to be had while stocks last, and they won't last long. But lovely to catch up with Jani. I called her Janie. She looked at me like this.
Yeah, I looked at when I pronounced it. I enforced yes. She I had the same
Jani,
thing.
Like Jani. Like yeah, but that's Jani Bonds from Karoa Kara. Thank you for sampling us with this delectable double play. I mean, there's two pleasure. Beautiful drinks.
Nice chill, Dave, breathed. As well.
Yeah,
nice ice chill. No, just perfect for. The weather we're having
absolutely
outside.
Right, yeah, and they've got quite a kick. I can feel it already, but that's lovely because I mean, don't you, why waste time?
Yeah, I wouldn't
why
say
why mess around.
Back, I would say back.
So we are doing a tasting today until 5 with Tops Lifestyle, and we'll be back in store tomorrow again,
cool.
2 to 5. So you can pop in at any time and come and have a taste of these products before you buy them. And then we've brought 2 extra bottles with for you today for a giveaway where you have to tag Karoa Kara Distilling Company, Life and Style, and Tops Lifestyle, and you can actually win both of these.
Great. Well, this is going up as a podcast
yes.
shortly, and we'll add all that info to that, and we'll get our social media team cracking straight away.
Awesome.
So, you'll be able to, if you follow closely, either if you've just joined us and you're wondering what we're talking about, it's going up on the podcast, the catch up on the afternoon show catch up on our apps, available for both Apple App Store and Google Play Store, or on our website. It's easy like that, so you didn't miss a thing. We offer you listening on demand, very posh, from Belito. But my very special guest, Jani Bonds from Karoa Kara, and as regular on a Thursday, Eamon Dowling from Tops at Lifestyle. We'll catch up in a week's time, Eamon, with another exciting adventure
next week
down the road to perdition, the road to ruin, I tell you. Here's Eric Clapton.